Where do we kind of go from here? I know there's still probably a lot to figure out, but do we reach a point where she can continue treatment maybe outside of the hospital setting, or where do we go from here?
Yes, actually, and it's much sooner than anyone expected. Taylor will be released on Thursday to stay in the Salt Lake City Valley and do the care remotely. So Stephanie will take her to the hospital every day. But they're putting a lot more of the responsibility on and training and teaching Sean and Stephanie to do the things that they're doing at the hospital so that eventually she can come back home and do it here. Even when she comes back here, they'll make several trips a month back to Salt Lake. So it's not gonna be sure. an end once she gets out, but it's definitely progress, and I think she's excited to be able to be out of the hospital.
Oh, I can only imagine. Young girl that was so active, part of our sports programs here in Star Valley. Have they got a place to stay in Salt Lake? How do they work that?
Yes, Sean and Stephanie have been able to stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and that's where they'll release Taylor to. Because she's 18, she'll be allowed to stay there with them, which is, again, a very big blessing, and it has been to them.
I'm impressed with your family. You've all come together and helped where you needed to be helped. Couldn't be at the hospital, but you could be at home helping. And that's, you've just offered a big statement about your family, that everybody stepped in and helped where they could.
Well, thank you.
What haven't we gone over that you would think would be important? Can people still contribute? Is there a way to help? I know the hearts are there, that people want to help emotionally, financially, wherever they can. Star Valley will be that way as they continue to track our Taylor Dunn.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, prayers are amazing. You know, we totally believe in the power of prayer and support. Financially, it's going to be a really long road for Taylor, literally the rest of her life. She will be released, and they're going to determine if they'll do any more skin grafts. If they don't need skin grafts, she will need compression garments over her body that will be changed out frequently, and they're custom. So that's
specific to Taylor.
Yeah, they'll be customized to her as needed, and she'll have physical therapy on a daily basis. When she comes up, they'll have somebody come to the house and eventually hopefully go there to do physical therapy. Taylor will need a lot of counseling. She's actually suffering from PTSD from the accident. Several times she's woken up with nightmares and just situations where she's back in that situation. And they've had some help at the hospital explain to her that it's not just a nightmare, that it is post-traumatic stress. And so she'll need a lot of counseling to help her deal with emotionally that, plus all of the, you know, you mentioned that she is an athlete. You know, there's a lot of mental stuff that Taylor still will have to go through and is going through. So financially, there's just a lot to, I guess, look forward to. And part of that is, after 2 years, which is when she won't need to wear the compression garments for her scarring, that's when they'll start visiting any plastic surgery that might need to be done, which will most likely need to be done, I should say. But we do have a way that people can donate, and we have a website, and it's called taylortough.org. Okay. And you can go to that website, and it is actually being run under the umbrella of a 501c3 organization. And so all of the money donated there is 100% tax deductible. So especially with corporations and businesses that typically towards the end of the year are looking for somewhere to donate, if anyone wants to donate or help, they could go to taylortough.org.
Ample opportunity to help.
Yeah.
Could I have you repeat that website, please?
Yeah, it's taylortough.org.
Okay, thank you. And, of course, Taylor being spelled T-E-Y.
Yes.
T-E-Y-L-O-R.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot here today. We appreciate you. Sounds like just a wonderful family you have, as you've just taken care of your family. Okay. Anything else to add?
No. Thank you very much for your support and everyone's prayers.